Weather prediction is an imprecise science, even more so if you're projecting out many years. But in a Hobart laboratory this morning, scientists are cutting into an ice core from Antarctica to look 1,000 years back into Australia's climate record. Then they'll use the information to predict how the weather is likely to change on the continent's east coast. Reporter Felicity Ogilvie was there as the ice was cut.
It's minus 20 in this Hobart lab, just as cold as the remote area of East Antarctica where the 1,000-year-old ice sample was collected from. Dr. Mark Curran, a scientist from the Australian Antarctic Division, is watching a colleague use a bandsaw to cut into the ice.
We have to cut the outside of the samples off and shave that outside piece off to get the very clean inner piece of the ice core for those very fine measurements.
The ice has been cut into sections about a metre long, and the chief investigator of the ice core project, Dr. Tessa Vance, is examining one of them. She camped for 70 days braving Antarctic blizzards to help collect the 300-metre-long ice core.
It makes for very challenging conditions because there is snow everywhere. It's almost like being in a desert with snow, with sand blowing into everything. Your eyes, your face, your food, your equipment, everything.
Dr. Vance has devoted her career to using ice in Antarctica to build a climate record of Australia's past. She has already used a different ice core to work out that hundreds of years ago there were long droughts in New South Wales and Brisbane.
We've found dry periods of up to 39 years in length. So that's been quite a significant finding for looking at hydroclimate risk in eastern Australia, because we now know that these drought periods can be far longer than something like the millennium drought that we had recently in the early 2000s that lasted 15 or so years, 13 to 15 years.
Now she'll use this latest ice sample to investigate the drought and flooding history of the entire eastern seaboard from Brisbane down to Melbourne and Tasmania.
So if we go back in time, we can look at the length of wet periods, the length of drought periods, and that tells us what is possible for Australia. And that's very important to be able to understand how climate change then imprints on top of that. So if you already have a possibility of getting 10 or 15 or 20 year long dry periods or drought periods, then you need to know that that's possible. And when you put climate change on top of that, you can start to calculate what is possible in the future.
Dr. Mark Curran explains that the secrets of Australia's climate history can be found in old Antarctic ice because it contains things such as sea salt.
Antarctica is surrounded by ocean. And so winds that come over the ocean, for example, produce salt into the atmosphere, and that salt then is contained in the snow. So the snow that falls in Antarctica then becomes saltier. And so the saltier the snow, the windier it is on the ocean, in very, very simple terms.
The tiny amounts of sea salt that he finds in the ice cores are used to reconstruct a history of the winds that have blown over the Southern Ocean in the past 1,000 years.
And the winds over the Southern Ocean drive the climate around the southern part of Australia. And so when those winds are further north, the south of Australia gets lots of rainfall, lots of storm events. When those winds are further south, we experience less of these events. And so those wind shifts we can see across the ocean, we can measure as salt levels in the ice core. That's just one example.
Dr. Mark Curran will also be measuring isotopes of hydrogen and oxygen that will tell the scientists about what the temperature was like in the past. It'll take at least a year to cut up the 300-metre-long ice core and do the science experiments needed to keep putting together the story of Australia's climate history.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.